This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
When you tune into the show in the middle of an interview.
Canned tomatoes. So if you remember the alphabet soup type things?
Yeah.
And a ravioli. Mini ravioli. Olio.
You're listening to Kelly and Company on AMI Audio.
Around Canada, listen to us on TV channels such as Bell 49 and Bell Alliant Channel 66. Visit AMI.ca/audio for a list of channel locations in your area. So you stand by for a couple of weeks on vacation. You come in here, jump right in. And Rum, I do have to say, it's a good thing I avoided going anywhere near the board. I think. I may have done one thing because I think I had a Zoom. I did. I had a couple of Zoom events, but it's a wonder that I didn't mess anything up with this board. Wow.
Did you do the check-in, though, just in case?
No.
No? You just trusted
I just showed
it.
Up here before the show, and Matt trusts me.
Okay.
I don't know
if that's accurate,
but... you do at your place over there.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I set it up so I could sing.
Yeah.
I set it up so the dog could sing. Folks, on Mondays and Tuesdays, we visit with our community reporters. These folks bring to us some fantastic stuff to talk about from their communities, so we kind of know what's going on, and we get that picture of some of the things we need to know, some of the fun things that are out there, and some of the things, hey, quite frankly, that need to be addressed from their areas. We welcome in Mathieu Rochette from Montreal, who joins us for my first segment of the year with the community reporter. Mathieu, welcome back. How are you?
Very good, and you?
If I felt any better, I'd be sick, my friend. I want to talk about something.
You opened the door. Are you a good singer?
Yeah, well, I am under covers. Like, you know, if I'm in a closet, the door's shut, and there's lots of coats to smother
singer.
The sound.
Don't listen
to
me.
Okay, you're good as me in my shower, but we keep it private.
Yeah, me, I need to be buried behind coats in a closet. That's for sure.
Okay.
We have some adjustments being made when it comes to your first item here. We need to talk about STM here.
Yes, well, it's news that be given to me by Nick, actually, on last month. So I went to check that out on CBC website, and I found out, here's the thing. So now on the February 7th, an old metro station in Montreal, we won't be able to pay in cash anymore at the booths. It's only going to be on the ticket machine. Mm. They say they're going to have agent on the floor to help people out. So I cannot guarantee that, but it tells me that probably the machine are not fully accessible.
Mm. It gets overwhelming for some people.
Sorry?
I think it gets overwhelming for just people, the crowds, people trying to figure out how things are working while someone's waiting in line, wanting to hurry up kind of thing. So it helps that. I know when I've seen changes at the TTC in Toronto, it's been great because they'll have people around and some of the questions I hear people asking or dealing with, thank goodness there's some representative because people get so flustered.
Exactly. And I don't know why people are a bit more frustrated lately. So I guess... So anyway, they're there for us. They're going to help us. I know they're going to do an update on the website for the new locations and stuff. I also called the Transport Adapté. I think in Ontario it's called Para Adapté Transport or something like that. The services that you call to book a cab to pick up you from your house to go anywhere else, jobs.
Oh, okay. You have the Para services?
Whatever is cool. Yeah, here we go. So they told me that for now, though, people will still be able to pay cash. So no use for that because the needs apparently are not the same as in the metro station. So anyway, just a little heads up for everyone. You can pay credit, debit card on the metro. And yeah, just in case if you need help, there's going to have more agent on the floor. So that's a little update.
Okay. Well, thanks for the update. And we've put it up on our blog as well, ami.ca/Kelly Co. If you just want to go up there and check on the details, the dates and things like that, when this is taking place. So next up, you have a program. It's called Des Pieds qui Pointent Vers l'Avant. And this translates to the Feet That Point Forward program by ASAQ.
Exactly. This is really nice things. I mean, I don't know, Romeo and you, Kelly, like if you guys born blind, but you're definitely have a visual problem right now. So I think we all understand a certain issue on the physical posture that usually we're developing some bad habit for multiple reasons. So
for sure.
Here's one thing that they did start in 2018. So it's called, like you said, Pieds par en avant. So it's for people from 5 to 21 years old. And it basically it helps you to readjust your feet posture. Because most of the time when you you don't see, you cannot really copy what the other kids or teenager, whatever, people around you, you cannot copy them the way they walk. And for some reason, we think because we're pointing our feet outside, it gives us a better balance, which is true and not true. Because that bad posture eventually will just create like weakness in terms of muscle. And then they'll create like bad knees, bad legs, lower back problem. So it need to be fixed. It need to be readjusted to create a better, way of walk.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where re-fence your muscle posture. And then when you do it, obviously younger than older, it's help to not creating other posture problem on other part of your body. So here's the deal. You just need to become a member of the ASAC, which is $15 for 1 year. The rest of the programs is free. This is what you have to do, though. You have to do an evaluation with them professional physio kiné. They're going to evaluate your problem, create a specific training plan for you. And then you just have to do it 3 times a week and fill out the information they're going to ask you in a journal. And that's it. And they're going to give all the support you need. So it's really fantastic for any parents who are listening right now and you don't know exactly what to do with that type of problem. Or maybe you don't even realize and now you're going to look your
That's the
your
big one.
Feet.
Mm-hmm. A lot of us don't realize.
Yeah. Yeah,
we just feel the pains, but we don't know what is exactly going on with our physicalities that's creating these problems.
I know my parents, that was one of the things they would say, right? Like my dad would say, hey, turn your feet in a little bit and stuff like that.
Right.
As an adult, know that a lot of my lower back and my soreness, if I get in my knee, is because exactly this area. And again, people aren't going to correct you. Like you totally mentioned about being able to mimic what other people are doing because life is so full of mimicry when you're 4, 5, 10 years old, if you can see to do it. So absolutely, fedora's off to these guys for running this. This is crucial and not just for the younger people. I'm sorry. I wish I could sign up.
Yeah.
Well, this is the great, this is the cool thing because now I'm just talking about this specific program, but VSX has other programs covering, till 80 years old. So there's all kind of different programs. This one, I think it's just because I was amazing about that now there's people who develop an expertise on a young age, but there's other program or similar to that one, but for, like I said, till 80 years old. But, so it's really, really amazing. Most of those programs, though, it's the same things. You need just to become a member of the ASAC. And, I think it's really great. The one who's in charge of that program, it's Annie Gervais. So She's in charge of the that program and also the other one. So you want some more information, everyone, you just need to go on them website, which is, I tried to look my notes in, so, and I don't find it. Yes.
Well, we have it up on
we
the
have
blog.
It on our Yeah.
And, it's...
Fair effort.
Well, I got to tell you, before we quickly move on to the other item you have here, if there's people listening in, family, friends, whatever, who know anybody, it is so crucial. Believe me, that do it now if that opportunity is there, because it is so true. So true, the harm, the damage. Again, AMI.ca/KellyCo, that'll be up on the blog. So let's welcome ourselves as your topic number three to the playroom.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I mean, I'm guess I'm not the only one right now. Go back working in home. So I felt like, hey, why not giving some friendly gaming platform that everyone can use it and just have fun, in home. So this one, it's create and designed by a blind person. So the platform is fully accessible. Easy to use, easy to install. And at the moment, there's about 33 different board games, like Cribbage, Yahtzee, Monopoly, this quiz game. There's a lot of, can play poker. And there's also like a chat platform. If you just feel to go there and, meet people, chat with people around the planet, it's also a possibility. You can play against robot. You can play with people, and it's free. So it's been more than 10 years, actually. I'm using it for 5-6 years at least. So it's really nice. It's in 6 different languages. So basic one like Spanish, French, English, Italian. So you just need to go at qcsalon.net, you choose the language you want, you download the application, and it's take 5 minutes.
Excellent. Wow, Mathieu, thank you. We'll talk to you next month. Awesome stuff in the package today. Appreciate it. Happy New Year.
Yeah, you too, my friend.
Mathieu Rochette, he's our community reporter in Montreal, Quebec. And remember, check out our blog, AMI.ca/KellyCo, for all the information he brought to us. In a moment, Kia Osborne is going to tap into the après-ski fashions to channel the winter adventure in us in 2 minutes. You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.